Mic check. We had a good walk through this morning. I think our guys are, you know, ready to get started on this game plan and looking forward to playing in front of our fans at Mall of America Field. We really wanted to be noisy in there. That'll help us a great deal. That's one of the big advantages to playing at Mall of America Field. You know, we've all been there where moments occur where the opposing team has so much trouble functioning because of the noise, and that's what we're hoping will be the case on Sunday. We're going to do everything we can as a team to provide opportunities for it to get noisy in there. So we're hoping that that place is packed to the rafters, and it's a very, very difficult place for our opponent, the Arizona Cardinals, to really do the things they want to be able to do. So we're looking forward to the game, and it looks like we're pretty healthy as we speak. The only guy that'll probably miss work today will be Adrian. We're going to hold him back. Everybody else should be out there practicing and working towards getting ready for Sunday.
It's still just the ankle that Adrian's dealing with, some soreness.
Still has a little soreness, yeah.
But not any more concern than it was.
No, should be fine for Sunday.
I mean, when you lost to Indy, you talked about the renewed focus that you saw from your team in that next week of practice, setting the tone. Are you expecting, or have you already seen some of that same stuff this week? Or?
Yeah, you know, just, John, as you grow as a team as the season goes on, I think our guys know how important it is to focus in on this next opponent, and you have to move away from what has happened previously, win or loss, and we've done a pretty good job there. Just based on what I saw this morning in the meeting, I think we have moved on.
When you went back and watched those red zone possessions, is there any troubling sense of not having Percy touch the ball in those red zone opportunities in the first quarter?
Well, we had some things where we would have liked to try to get him the ball when he was in there on a couple occasions, but they did a good job on defense and on both he and Kyle, some things that we had in place. So, as I said on Monday, you know, credit Washington for some of the things they did, and we'll have to go back and just look at some things that we're doing and get some other people involved. But we had some things for Percy, and it, you know, just didn't work out.
Christian's had a full year of starts now. How, you know, he's had the turnovers here the past couple weeks, but how have you kind of seen him evolve over this past year?
I think he's obviously grown a great deal at that position, at the quarterback position. His leadership shows up. I mean, you know, even though things weren't perfect on Sunday for us, by no means, to see him bounce back and help get us back in that ball game in the fourth quarter, I mean, that's what you like to see out of your quarterback, just the resiliency that's necessary to lead your team back, and I saw that in him. He never got down on himself, never took himself out of the game mentally, and that's a sign of his maturation as a player, and you see it in his command of our offense. And but at the same time, we know this is his second year in our offense, the second year in the National Football League, and there are going to be some bumps in the road. It's a part of the process, but he's come so far in a short time, and he'll only get better.
He kind of struggled with accuracy in that game as much as I think we've seen in a while. Anything that you've been able to pin it on mechanically or otherwise?
You know, we'll always work with him on his mechanics. I mean, there was just a couple throws that got away from him, and you know, he's had a chance to look at it on tape now, and you know, Craig Johnson, his position coach, is talking through some things. So we'll always work mechanics, and he'll get better at it. He'll get better.
Did you feel like he was comfortable in the pocket, though?
I did. You know, for the most part, he had a good pocket, and there were times he had to move. They made him move, and you know, he got off his spot a few times, but I don't think it's anything to be alarmed about at this time.
The fourth quarter, I know you don't want to be in that situation, but seeing that he can do that and handle that kind of workload, is that an encouraging sign at all?
Very much so. You know, we always talk about there are going to be some games where you have to be able to win, you know, different ways. And Sunday was one of those where we needed to score and score fast, and he showed that he can help us to get that done when the game falls back almost entirely on him. And so that's encouraging, because there are going to be games like that where, you know, we got to score more points than we may have a week before. So it is encouraging for our entire offense, our staff, everybody.
Jerome was pretty clearly frustrated about not being active for this past game. Have you had a chance to talk to him through the week here, and are you fully expecting him to be ready on Sunday?
I hope so, Tom. You know, as I mentioned on Monday, he's a competitor. He's a guy who wants to be out there, and we want him out there as well. And he feels like he'll be ready to go this afternoon, and looking forward to getting him out there and getting him back involved in our offense. He's a he's a weapon that we sorely would love to have on the field. I mean, he has big play capability, and we want to utilize his abilities.
You still want to see him, though, take steps forward, though, physically from some of those things you didn't see from him last week?
Oh, no question. You know, don't want to put him in a situation where, you know, you feel like he can't protect himself or do the things he needs to do to play at the level that he wants to play at and that we want him to play at, for sure, you know. So
to be clear, he's still working through some of the back issues and maybe limited this week?
Well, he thinks he's fine, so he'll get a chance to practice today and go through everything, so we'll reassess it after practice, but he feels like he's ready to go.
What did you see in him that made you keep him inactive?
Just in that Thursday and Friday when he worked, I just, and even then talking with him, realized that he couldn't push off the way he wanted to and wasn't comfortable mentally completely with where he was. And the way he plays, I mean, he's an energetic guy, who has such a passion for the game, and if you take some of that away, some of his elusiveness, even after the catch, you've affected his game. And, you know, just wanted to be smart, give him a little bit more time. It's a long season, and he feels good today, and that's a good sign, so we'll see how he does in practice.
When you look at Arizona's defensive front, what impresses you most about Campbell and some of the things that they do up front?
Well, both Campbell and Dockett are guys who, boy, you really have to know where they are. They create havoc for your offensive line. They are terrific players, and their ability to win a one-on-ones always create problems, and even when you have situations where you try to double the both of them, well, then they have some other people that can make plays, whether it be Adrian Wilson or whoever has a chance. I mean, they got some guys that can make plays, but Calais Campbell, his size alone creates problems, and he has great strength and great athleticism along with Dockett, so both of those guys are a couple of the reasons why their defense is so stout and so good. They have a very, very good defense.
Do you see some real opportunities to get after their quarterback this week?
You know, they've struggled a little bit up front. They have a different quarterback this week, so that's going to change things a little bit. We'll have to, you know, study John and get a better feel for him. But whether that improves the offensive line or not, you know, we'll find out. But you know, we really have to do a good job up front on our end.
Arizona's the task at hand, but do you, because of the short week and the fact you do have two straight home games, do you look at this as almost a two-game window heading into the halfway point?
Well, I think what you said a moment ago, Brian, is the truth. We have to really focus on this Arizona game. I did mention to our guys that we'll have two games in a short span this week, and we're going to have both of those games at home. But it starts with Arizona. That's where our focus has to be. We need to get this win at home for a lot of reasons. And so our focus has to be on this game, the Arizona game.
Have you guys done any advanced game planning at all, though, knowing that you're going to have that really quick turnaround?
You know, I was talking to our staff about that yesterday, Tom. Some guys are able to move ahead. I'm not one of them, never was, even as an assistant. It's hard for me to even think about the other team. And, you know, some guys on our staff may be able to do that, kind of try to get a jump ahead, and I didn't discourage that. But I just wanted to make sure that we all understand that there's no game more important than this week's game.
How much of an eye are you keeping on Patrick Peterson this week, just both in the secondary and special teams-wise, and what he can do for that team?
Man, he's a good player, John. I mean, good corner, has good coverability, and they're, you know, playing him in some man situations. He's good in zone coverage. But then as a punt returner, he's in a whole class by himself. He's incredible. It's, what, 4 touchdowns over 80 yards? A year ago set an NFL record. So he's a special guy when it comes to punt return. And we talked about him in our meeting and what we got to do to try to, you know, keep him corralled. And he can definitely change a game as a punt returner and even as a defensive back. So outstanding player.
You guys have played these guys the past 2 seasons. You also got a guy in Jefferson who was around him every day for a couple of years. How much, if at all, can you tap his brain on what they do offensively?
We're tapping. Our offensive staff met with him on Monday. Our special teams coach met with him. So, yes, we are definitely talking with him about their personnel and some of the things that he can provide information-wise.
What's your level of concern, if any, about Brian Robinson and the fact that since he hurt the elbow, it seems like in the pass rush phase he hasn't been quite the same?
Yeah, not a whole lot of concern. He's still playing at a high level. Maybe not have gotten the numbers from a sack standpoint, but he's getting good pressure on the quarterback and hasn't really complained about not being able to do his job, and you don't see it on tape. So no real concerns.
What do you see out of Skelton when you look at the limited tape that you have on him?
You know, he was a starter coming out of camp, so he had won the job, and then that injury in Seattle set him back a little bit with his ankle. But you could see why he was a starter. He has a very good arm. I mean, 6'5", and can look over your D line and maybe able to make the throws that he has to make, whether it's inside breaking routes or outside routes. He can throw the ball down the field. He's got a strong arm, and it seems to be a very smart guy as well. So he can present some problems. Gets the ball out fast, and he's a little bit better athlete than you would think. You know, he moves around well in the pocket. So it's a different type quarterback than Kevin was, and you know, we'll have to really be on our P's and Q's in trying to defend him.
The stuff that Washington was able to kind of find over the middle of the field, was a lot of that RG3, and is that not as big of a concern going forward as far as linebackers go, or is that something you worry about with them in coverage at all?
As a product of what they did on offense, but I'm sure we talked about it, the staff, you know, other teams are going to look at that and say, hey, this is a way maybe to neutralize the Vikings pass rush with, you know, play action passes. So we'll aware, but some of what they did was a byproduct of the style offense that they ran, and I'll leave it at that. All right, thanks, guys.